On to business quickly with Brian. He's starting with this major summit between European and African leaders kicking off that aims to deepen economic ties between the two continents.
Stuart, the EU and the African Union celebrating 25 years of relations with a summit in the Angolan capital of Luanda on Monday. Top of the agenda for EU delegates will be maintaining Europe's position as Africa's top trading partner. Africa is Europe's fourth largest partner. Last year saw trade between the continents hit 360 billion euros. That's down from a peak of 500 billion in 2022. Over the past decade, though, trade overall has risen by some 37%. The EU has trade deals with 19 African countries, notably Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, and Egypt. Plenty of sub-Saharan African countries as well, though more than 70% of the continent's exports are raw materials like oil, minerals, cacao. Its imports from Europe, meanwhile, are mostly manufactured goods like cars, planes, even chocolate. Some 70% leaders looking for ways to increase the value added on the continent. Europe's answer, a strategy it's calling Global Gateway. It's a 150 billion euro plan aimed at countering China's massive Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative. A big part of that European plan is clean energy projects. Here's EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
While Africa has 600 million people who have no access to electricity, and it is the continent with 60% of the world's best solar potential. So this cannot be. We must change this imbalance. And that is at the core of Europe's Global Gateway Initiative. These are 150 billion euros investment program for Africa, of which 25% goes into grids and into interconnectors.
The EU, of course, far from alone in seeking to deepen economic ties to Africa.
Well, the Global Gateway Initiative is making progress. Of the 150 billion euro total plan, more than 80 billion has already been mobilized. Projects like a strategic railway linking Angola's port of Lobito to key copper and cobalt mining centers further inland. There's also the Medusa undersea data cable connecting Tunisia to Marseille. Even 100 million euros for an EU-Africa space program to improve access to satellite data. There are plenty of challenges, though. Von der Leyen wants the Global Gateway Fund to rise to 450 billion euros. European countries, including France, though, all under significant budgetary strain. Meanwhile, other powers are also pushing hard for influence in Africa. China remains by far the top bilateral investor, financing more than $1 trillion for ports, highways, dams, and factories over the past two decades. The U.S. and its Prosper Africa plan have committed some $65 billion over the past 2 years alone. Countries like Turkey, India, and Russia also in the game. China touting its investments as more advantageous for Africa's own interests. Here's the Chinese ambassador to South Africa.
We want expand import African products to China, especially value-added manufactured products, because that is can assist the procedure of industrialization in Africa and create more jobs for African.
And we're going to check in for you as well on the day's trading action. How the market's shaping up?
Well, it's mostly a positive picture for Asian indexes on Monday, Stuart, as investors digest the latest comments from the U.S. Federal Reserve suggesting that a interest rate cut may be in the cards for December. The Tokyo Stock Exchange closed Monday. Hong Kong, though, up nearly 2% as tech stocks rebound from a major sell-off last week. Australian mining giant BHP getting a bump of around 0.6% after the company announced it is no longer seeking a merger with rival Anglo American. Sydney's ASX 200 index up around 1.3%. European markets, meanwhile, in the green as well to kick off the trading week as sentiment improves after last week's sell-off over fears of an AI bubble. Investors in the UK bracing themselves for tax hikes in the upcoming autumn budget due for release on Wednesday. The FTSE in London opening up 0.25%. And we will be keeping an eye on all the day's trading action throughout the day, sir.
I'm sure you will, Brian. Thank you very much, Brian, coming with the business news for